Hi, this is Wayne Brown of the 7 Big Questions. Welcome back to my podcast. Today's podcast, I want to have a little bit of fun, but there is a serious meaning behind it. So bear with me. But today, I want to teach you some mind control techniques. Now, these mind control techniques will allow you to manipulate people and get results out of them that you wouldn't normally have received. Now, you can use these mind control techniques on just about anyone in just about any particular situation. It works particularly well in service-based situations. If you're out to dinner, if you're on phoning a helpline, trying to get help with your phone or anything like that, these are all ways that you can control the attitude of the other person. And I'll demonstrate this technique first with a situation that I had a number of years ago. And this is with my ex-wife. She was phoning up our local telecommunications company and she was having a lot of trouble getting the result that she needed. And it was getting her more and more wound up. She'd been going for about a half an hour trying to get a result over the particular problem that we had. She handed me the phone and said, "I've had enough, I can't do this anymore, can you take over?" And I said, "Not a problem." Within 5 minutes, I had the situation resolved, fixed to my satisfaction, and the person went on their way and we were both happier and better off. Now, what did I do that my ex-wife hadn't? First of all, I got on the phone, I greeted the person, I asked them how their day was, I restated the problem, I then said to them, "Look, I understand you have this particular challenge because you've got ABC to deal with, but if we can organise it to be XYZ, that'd be fantastic." Straight away, that person went from being on guard and wound up because they're dealing with yet another crappy customer to actually thinking, "Wow, this person's polite, they're using their manners, they're not getting wound up and angry with me, I'm going to go out of my way to help them and get the result that they want because they're treating me like a person." Now, the mind control techniques are things that a lot of people don't use nowadays, and it's a real shame because they're very powerful techniques. And if you've been listening to what I just said, you'll have noticed what they were. One, manners. Two, compliments. Now, these things have enabled me to control many people throughout my life. Now, this isn't in a bad way. I'm not making people do things I don't want to do. But I'm enabling myself and the person that I'm dealing with to get the best possible result for both of us. So I use my manners, I use please, I use thank you. I use compliments. If they do a good job, I let them know. And in fact, just when I first met my current lady, we were out to dinner. And this one's actually quite amusing because I used my mind control techniques in a way that surprised the other person, but it enhanced the power of what I was trying to do. We were out at a restaurant and we were sitting in a booth and my back is towards the kitchen, you know, where they have the little sort of cutout window and you can see through to them preparing the meals and all that sort of thing. And my lady was facing it. And I'd had this particular meal of lamb chops and they were really nice. Some of the best that I'd had, they were cooked spot on. And I thought to myself, I've got to go and compliment this person because it's one thing I believe quite strongly is in service industries like restaurants and things like that, they very rarely get positive feedback. They'll get people complaining all the time, but they rarely get positive feedback. So it makes it especially powerful. And I try to give that feedback whenever I can, if a good job has been done. So I stood up and I kept a deadpan face, and I'm very good at keeping a deadpan face. And I walked up to the little window and there was a gentleman there and a lady and they're preparing the food. And I said to them, "The lamb chops that I just had, who prepared them?" And the lady had this terrified look on her face and she just sort of pointed to the chap next to her. And he looks all tense and waiting for the tirade that I'm about to unleash on him. And I suddenly smiled and said, They're the best lamb chops I've had in a long time. They were spot on. Thank you very much. And the smile on his face was priceless. It just was so much bigger because I'd had him tensed up and delivered the compliment with a bit more force. And my lady was saying that for 5 minutes he couldn't stop smiling. I reckon it really made his night. But it only took 30 seconds of my time to go up and give him a compliment that it was so much more powerful. And if I had gone in the next night and he was on, I can guarantee he would have made the extra effort to make sure I had good service. So if you have somewhere you go to regularly, start using the mind control techniques. Use your manners. Ask for things and say please. When you receive them, say thank you. Really start to use your manners. Throw in some compliments. If they do a good job, let them know. And not just restaurants, anywhere. If you get good service, let them know. People like to get compliments. We get so few of them that they carry so much power in them. So anyway, that's today's podcast, some mind control techniques for you to use on people to get better service. And you can use this with family members. You can use it with work colleagues. You can use it with friends. Compliments work. Manners work. And because so few people use them, you stand out from the crowd even better. So anyway, that's today's for you. You have a fantastic day. Send me an email if you want, the7bigquestions@yahoo.com. Let me know where you use your mind control techniques. Let me know the results that you get. It's always fun to play with it as well, so I heartily encourage you to do that. And if you send an email, ask for my free ebook. It's 40 pages long, nice and quick and easy. Some good information in it, even if I do say so myself. And I'll catch you at the next podcast. And remember, this is your choice, always has been, always will be. Take care.